Sammy Lipschitz here on Triple Play with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to bring you back to the 80s right now, specifically 1986. It was the end of the career for the Police. It was Sting and Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers, and they just didn't get along after their biggest album yet, which was Synchronicity. They were the biggest band in the world. They get together to redo some of their songs for a greatest hits compilation, and they only released one of them, which was Don't Stand So Close to Me, 86. Well, here on Triple Play, I have another remake that was never released by the Police from 1986. It is Da-Do-Do-Do, Da-Da-Da-Da. Triple Play.
Da-Do-Do-Do, Da-Da-Da-Da, that's all I want to say to you. Da-Do-Do-Do, Da-Da-Da-Da, the innocence will pull me through. Thank you.
interesting, but it doesn't beat the original, of course. The do-do-do-da-da-da from Sting and the Police. That's the thing. He wanted to be known as Sting and the Police, not just the Police. And when you get to that point, you're like, get out of the band, jackass. Sting did fine on his own, but poor Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland. Yeah, they were great. They're still great. What am I talking about? They're still great. I don't know. When they get into their 80s, they won't be so great. They'll be playing folks' homes without Sting. They'll be like, who were you? You were the biggest band in the world in 83? Bullshit you were. Bullshit. More Police. My first loved rock bands, that's the Police here on Triple Play with Chris Earle. I just love that one from 1980. Just a near perfect record, Zenyatta Matdata. And a lot of reggae-infused rock in there. And it's just catchy and fun. And, you know, it's not pretentious. It's articulate. It's articulate, unlike me. It's articulate and it's literate and it's smart. And I miss bands like that. Are bands like that exist anymore? I don't think they do. But The Police here on Triple Play with Chris Earle. One more from The Police. It is one that I mentioned a little earlier. The remake of Don't Stand So Close to Me. This is Don't Stand So Close to Me, 86. And I actually preferred this one. I don't know. It just, this one has always been one of my favorites by The Police. And I know it was their last one that they released, but I was so looking forward to it. And when I saw the video, I was so psyched to see The Police again after 3 long years. When you're a kid, you know, 3 long years, you know, 25% of my life at that point. I'm like, where's The Police? It was like waiting for Star Wars for 16 years. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. And they came out with this and I was happy again. Briefly, but I was happy. And I'm happy now. Takes a while, but you'll get there. You'll get there.
so badly and knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's a longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Stingy. Who put that Y there? Sting and the Police here on Triple Play with Chris Earl. New Triple Play coming up. It is from Leslie Gore, going back to the 60s right now.
You don't know me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't know me.
Say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do.
course I'd never stay.
You Don't Own Me, that's quite an anthem song from the 60s from Leslie Gore. She knew how to have a party, I'll tell you that. Matter of fact, why don't I let her tell you? Some serious mom music. If you grew up in the 70s and 80s, your mom listened to Leslie Gore. That was one of them. And I think my mom had that one on a record. I think she had that on a 45, but that's Leslie Gore with It's My Party. Or as Howie Mandel said, it's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Howie Mandel did stand up in a little boy's voice to that. And now he's on, what is it, American Idol? I forget what he's on, but he's big. And he was on that briefcase one where you open up the briefcase and there's money in it. Like, hey, is there money in this briefcase? And I was like, hey, do you want to make a deal? And they're like, hey, no, man, is there money in this briefcase? There's 20 girls on stage with a bunch of money in briefcases. Can I have it? Can I have some money in a briefcase? That's a good show. That'll be a good show. That'll be great. People would be like, no, pick number six. Pick number six. That one has the money in it. Well, they all have some money in it, but only one of them has a lot of money. And the guy with all the money is, like, upstairs, and he's in the dark, and he's, like, smoking cigarettes and, like, getting some little under the table. You never know. That show was weird, man. It was like the Make a Deal show. It was the Make a Deal. Make a Deal. Deal a meal with Howie Mandel. It's called Deal or No Deal. I'm not ridiculous. I'm not crazy. I play crazy on the radio, but I'm not crazy. I'm a wildly intelligent man with big balls. Giant balls. Judy's turn to cry. That bitch Judy. She comes over to her party, steals her man, and then she, what does she do? What every woman did back then. She's like, I'll get you. I'm gonna steal my man back. You know. Meanwhile, the man's just sitting there, you know, 50s and 60s, and he was just like, duh. Who am I with? Am I with Judy or am I with Leslie? That's pretty much what happens. The girls decide who they want to be with. And the man just kind of sits there and goes, duh, where should I go? Tell me what to do. Will you make me some food? Can I have some food, Judy or Leslie? Let me know when I should pull down my pants. It's pretty much how it goes. At least it did back then. It was Judy's turn to cry, and that was the way they, like, mud wrestled each other. They wrote hit songs and all over one another. So as Leslie Gore with Judy's Turn to Cry, and Judy just crying in the background, and Howie Mandel on America's Got Idols. Okay, let's move on to another triple play. We have about a half an hour left, so I'm going to get a few more artists in here with triple plays, and I'm going to stop my yakking right about now. No, right about now. And I'm going to play, how about ABBA? Yeah, ABBA. Not AC/DC, but ABBA, which is better known to the world as ABBA. They were kind of weird, too. They were, like, off from Sweden to Norway or somewhere up there in, like, the North Mid Young West. Somewhere up there. And they were just, like, they were all like, 7 feet tall and super white and weird eyes. And it was like they came down from another planet. And, like, their beautiful, you know, white spaceship with white, like, tables and everything was clean and nobody, there was no toilet on the ship. Everything was just beautiful. Well, anyway, it's ABBA.
Like you.
the other thing about men from like the 50s and 60s? Like, they always refer to your mom as your mother. They're like, does your mother know that you're out? Does your mother know that? Speak to your mother. Go talk to your mother. Like, hey, Dad, how you doing today? Go ask your mother. ABBA. Making breakups fun, that's ABBA with Knowing Me, Knowing You, Something Red, Something Blue, A Horse Fell Down and Broke Its Shoe. This is Triple Play with Chris Searle, and it's just for you. How you like that? I like those apples.
Thank you.
again, making breakups fun, there's ABBA. It's from 1981. They were all getting divorced at that point. They were both, there were four people in the group and, you know, two couples, and then one couple broke up, and then the other couple broke up, and, you know, they had all these series of songs, and they're like, well, I don't want to see your face anymore. I don't like waking up to you. I don't want to talk to you at all. And we're going to get a court order, and we're going to keep away from one another for the next 40 years. And then when we're out of money, we'll make a new album called Voyage in 2021, which is what they did. ABBA here on Triple Play with Chris Earle. Excellent band. One of the best bands of our time. Ruled the 70s. And you listen to that new album now, it's pretty good. I'm not going to play anything for you today off of it, but it's pretty good. You want to check it out? Go on there. There's some great videos. And I implore you to watch the last ABBA video. I believe it's called The Last ABBA Video. And it has all these marionettes and a bunch of people running around. It came out a number of years ago. It's on YouTube. It's very fun. It's ABBA. Triple Play here with you. A few more minutes. Going to do a couple more. Here comes The Clash. Safe European home, The Clash.
They are. the one that never knocked. Every job I offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the Germany goo. I hate the seven sides blue. I won't open that bomb for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Oi, 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 oi. Bus driver, ambulance man, addicted to drugs, all of them.
They're gonna have to introduce conscription. They're gonna have to take away my prescription. The one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Career, 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 and I never
knock. Capital Radio 1 coming up next, The Clash. What a bunch of punks, those Clash members. From around 1977 to about 1982 or so, they existed. And then they came back and did a couple other things. And now they're all dead. Actually, it's not true. Only one of them is. But the Clash was great. I say that because it was a punk thing to say. Because I'm kind of a punk, you know? I would be considered a punk still now, in 2022. I'm a reckless man. I'm a man who cannot be tamed. Untamed with Chris Earle. That's going to be the next show. It's going to be like The Lion King, except or The Lion, what is it, The Lion Tamer? What is that one with that gay guy on Netflix that everybody loves? It's like The Lion King, isn't it? It's not the Disney Lion King, it's The Lion Man. Lion Boy with Chris Earle. What is that called? Isn't it The Lion? No, it's The Tiger King. Jeepers. The Tiger King. It all comes back. Circle gets a square and the board goes back. Okay, couple more minutes. I'm going to leave you with the Thompson Twins. Hopefully I can get three in. I'm going to squeeze it in. Otherwise, if I can't squeeze it in, I'm just going to shut it off, and that's going to be the end of the show.
I have a picture look at our life now. We're tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Twins here on Triple Play with Chris Searle. Only got a couple minutes left. Gonna keep you going. Thompson Twins.
Across the sea, I have chased. so many dreams. And I have never felt a grace. I have felt a new.
Right, I'm out of material. The Thompson Twins here on Triple Play. See you next week, everybody, 5 to 7 p.m. It'll be my regular slot. I'm going to do one more bonus show this weekend, too, 5 to 7 p.m. I'm going to do another Triple Play for you, a brand new bonus show there if you're around Saturday night here in Medford, 5 to 7 p.m. Otherwise, every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. over the next few months, Triple Play with Chris Earle. I'm going to leave you with this one from the Thompson Twins. It's called King for a Day. This is a great one from 1986, and it pretty much sums up my entire life. King for a Day. See you next week, time travelers, Triple Players. Bye. It's Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford.
I was COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.